ಸ್ವಯಂ ಶುಪಾಲ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಶ್ರೀ ಶೈವಾನ್ ಅಭಯಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹರ್ಷಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಜಯೋಂ ತ್ರೀಲಾ ಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಭಕ್ತಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಮಹರ್ಷಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಅನಂದಗೋಡಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೋರ್ಕಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಸಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೋವಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಗುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಗುಂಡಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧಾನಿಕಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮಿಕಿ ಮಾಯಪುರ್ ಧಾಮಿಕಿ ಮಧುರಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಿಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಿಕಿ ದ್ವಾರಕಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಿಕಿ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿಕಿ ಯಮುನಮಾಯಿಕಿ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಭಕ್ತಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕಿ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಶು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಂಗ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನಮಾಮಿ ಶುಭದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸಾಯ ಭೂದಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿಧಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವದೇವಂ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಜಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾಗರೇ ಮಗ್ನಂ ದೀನಂ ಮಾಂ ಕರುಣಾನಿಧೆ ಕರ್ಮಗ್ರಾಹಗೃಹೀತಾಂಗಂ ಮಾಮುದ್ಧರ ಭವಾರ್ಣವಾತ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವದಾಖ್ಯೋಯಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಕೃಷ್ಣಮೇವ ಹಿ ಸ್ವೀಕೃತೋಸಿ ಮಯಾ ನಾಥ ಮುಕ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ಭವಸಾಗರೇ ಮನೋರಥೇ ಮದೀಯೋಯಂ ಸಫಲಾ ಸರ್ವದಾ ತ್ವಯಾ ನಿರ್ವಿಘ್ನೇನೈವ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯಂ ದಾಸೋಹಂ ತವ ಕೇಶವ ಭವೇ ಭವೇ ಯಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪಾದಯೋಸ್ತವ ಜಾಯತೆ ತಥಾ ಕುರುಷ್ವ ದೇವೇಶ ನಾಥಸ್ತ್ವನ್ನೋ ಯದ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಯಸ್ಯಂ ಸರ್ವಪಾಪ ಪ್ರಣಾಶನಂ ಪ್ರಣಾಮೋ ದುಃಖ ಶಮನಂ ತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಂ ಪರಂ ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯದೋನ್ವಯಾದಿತರದ ಚಾರ್ಥೇಷ್ವಿಜ್ಞಸ್ವರಾನ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಆದಿ ಕವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ ಸೂರಯ ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿಮೃದಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಕುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತ ಕೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸದಾಂ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯದೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿ ತಕ್ಷಣಾನ್ ನಿಗಮಕಲ್ಪದರೋರ್ಗಳಿದಂ ಫಲಂ ಶುಕಮುಖಾದಮೃತದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುಧಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋ ರಸಿಗಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾಃ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿ ಹೇದವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನುಮಾ ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂದಂ ಅನುಭೇದಮವೇದಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾದರಮಜ್ಜುಹಾವಾಂ ಪುತ್ರೇದಿ ತನ್ಮೈದಯತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಗಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಮದಿತಿ ತೀರ್ಷದಾಂ ತಮೋಂಧಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ಕಮನೀಯ ಕಿಶೋರ ಮುಗ್ಧಮೂರ್ತೆ ಕಲವೇಣು ಕುಣಿದಾದೃತಾನನೆಂದೋ ಮಮ ವಾಜಿ ವಿಜೃಂಭದಾ ಮುರಾರೇ ಮಧುರೀಂ ಕನಿಕಾಪಿ ಕಾಪಿ ಗಾವಿ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀವದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണി ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So, last Sunday, when we talked about the household ashram, Grahastha Ashramam, Krishna mentions some important instructions to all the householders. Particularly, Krishna says, in householder life, stay like a guest. That is the message. Stay like a guest if you don't want to get into trouble. Otherwise, if you get attached anywhere, that nisangatvam, that is the point Krishna is making there. Never to feel attached anywhere under all circumstances. Once you get attached, Krishna says you are inviting trouble in so many different ways, from all sides, from inside as well as from the outside. So that is why we were discussing that Krishna, and eventually Krishna himself tells in a few verses at the end that how a householder mind gets very absorbed in the others, in other family members, and they suffer because of that. He says, Ahome pitaro vriddho bharya bhalaatmaja atmaja. He says, Anatha mamrte dhina katham jivanti dukhidaha. Krishna says, Ahome pitaro dhino bharya bhalaatmaja atmaja. This is talking about the householder, but equally applicable to every member in the family also. Have to think like that. Bharya bhalaatmaja atmaja. And anatha mamrte dhina katham jivanti dukhidaha. Krishna saying that the attachment is such a thing that once you are caught in that, then naturally it will be very difficult to break away from that. Very difficult to break away from that. Therefore he says like that. That ahome pitarau vriddha bharya bhalaatmaja atmaja. Looking at all the family members, the householder is thinking, if I have gone, what will happen to all of them? All these thoughts comes to his mind. Anatha mamrte dhina. In my absence, what will be their situation? Because that is where the Maya works. Maya catches us at that point. That Maya makes us think that it is due to our august presence that the house is running well. And you will notice that once we have gone also, household life gone. It's not going to stop with that. Anatha mamrte dhina katham jivanti dukhidaha. That what is the point in misering, feeling misery about it? And evam grihashayakshiptam kṛdayo mudhadhirayam adruptha ananudhyayan mṛdondham viṣadetamaha. Krishna says, evam griha ashaya kshipta, in that way, completely attached in the household or to the home, griha ashaya kshipta, kshipta hradayo mudhati ayam. Krishna says, he is a mudha, one who is stuck in that state. He is a mudha, mudhati ayam. Adruttasthan anudhyayan mridhondham vishadetamaham. Adruttasthan anudhyayan, that he is always adrutta and ever satisfied with anything in this world. Continuously accumulating for the sake of the family and feeling a great happiness in that, a bliss from there. Adruptasthan anudhyayan pravishya mridhondham vishadetamaham. Such a person, Krishna says, he has to eventually go to the lower species or to the lower platform, lower species of life or lower planet C1 in some extent. Melpathur mentions that in the Narayaniyam very nicely. He says that ahaha bahulahimsam sanchidartai kudumbam pratidinam anupushnan strejido balalali vishadihi grhasaktam yatanam ayabhakta kabiladanuriditvam devahutyai negadil. That ahaha bahulahimsam, in household life, you can see yourself how when big people in this world, when their attachment to the householder is very strong, they lose all their morals and values in life. They will do even things which are not proper in their. You may wonder why, even after reaching very higher positions in the material life, you can observe that all the time, and having sufficient money to live in this world, still breaking all the rules of the world, rules of the society, and going out of control and accumulating wealth in that way. That is the symptom of that. That's what he's saying. Ahaha bahulahimsam, that without being so violent towards others, not considering, not even least consideration for others, and accumulating wealth in that way. That you can observe all the time. You sometimes wonder, when all these big scandals happen, the top people who have got all big titles and very higher income compared to the ordinary person, and still there, that desire for accumulation. Why is that? Such an attachment to that householder life. That's where it is dictating from. Ahaha bahulahimsam. They will not feel any reluctance to do anything in this world to get their way through in that. To get their way in this world. That's what Bhagavatam is saying. Ahaha bahulahimsam. Sanchidatai kudumbam. All this accumulation for the family. Accumulation of wealth for the family. There are so many cases, probably if you have also must have come across many. People have worked so hard and made so much money by corruption, by bribery and all kinds of shoddy dealings. They make money and suddenly one day drop out dead and gone from this world. And you wonder what was the idea behind all these things, that such a hard work was put in that direction. Ahaha bahulahimsam. Only for one purpose, sanchidarthai kudumbam, collecting, raking from everywhere, wherever one is available. What an illusion that is, isn't it? That is what Krishna is saying here. That sanchidarthai kudumbam, then pradidinam anubushnan strijito balalali. That the only happiness they have in their life, only looking at their wife and children, all the time busy with that. Just seeing that is their only object of service. Prabhupada used to say about that sometimes in a very heavy way he used to speak about that. Srijido balalali, that they couldn't come out of that pit what they are digging. Vishadihi grihasaktam, that asakti. Asakti means that attachment to the griham, or the home, and to the family is so strong. Yadanam maya bhaktaham, that they are willing to go through any kind of misery. For, and what will happen? They have no shelter in Krishna. That is the sad thing. That they never feel any shelter in Krishna. They feel shelter in the house, shelter in the bank account, shelter in the family, and shelter in the social circle. Everywhere else they feel the shelter except Krishna. This is the result of that. That's why it says like, Vishadihi grahasaktam yadainam maya bhakta. And Kapila Maharshi mentions this to Devahuti Devi in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Maharshi says this to Devahuti Devi. And that is the same thing Krishna is also saying here. Such a person, adruttavstananudhyayan mrudondham vishadetamam. That he is always dissatisfied in life. Never any peace inside. Constantly endeavoring for accumulation of wealth and desiring to build up more on what he already has. That situation will happen. That is what Krishna is saying here. Anyway, with that, and he says here, Mrudha Andham Vishadetama, thinking about all his wealth, what he has accumulated, and the family, he will leave this world one day, and he will go into the lower species. He has to go into the lower species. So with that, the 17th chapter finishes. And in the 18th chapter, Krishna is talking about the two higher orders, Vanaprastham and Sannyasam. Vanaprastham and Sannyasam. So there is certain interesting things in this chapter. Just like we saw in the earlier Brahmachari Ashram, Grahastha Ashram. That's the two ashramam they have Krishna has discussed in the 17th chapter. And in this 18th chapter, Krishna talks about Vanaprastha Ashramam and Sannyasa Ashram. Shri Bhagavan Uvacham Vanam Vivikshu Putreshu Bharyam Yasya Sahaivava Vanam Eva Vase Chanda Tridiyam Bhagavayusham Vanam vibhikshu putreshu bhairyam yasya sahaivava Vanam eva vaseyesh chandas tridiyam bhagamayusham Vanam vibhikshu putreshu bhairyam yasya sahaivava Ayushaha tridiyam bhagam vane eva vaseyed. Krishna is saying a householder who wants to move on to the Vanaprastha ashramam, he should hand over his wife to the son to look after. Or if she is willing to come with him to the forest, they can go together to the forest in the third quarter of their life, which means generally it is classified these four quarters. First quarter is 25 years, second quarter householder life is 25 years, and then the next quarter 25 years for the Vanaprastha Ashram, and then the remaining for the householder. This Vanaprastha Ashramam purpose is that Sannyasa Ashram. So the purpose of the Vanaprastha Ashramam is to prepare a person who lived comfortably in householder life through renunciation and forcefully withdraw the senses from sense enjoyment. You know that in householder life there's a lot of comforts, isn't it? You can decide what prasadam you want. You can decide all sorts of comforts in householder life is offered. So when one is lived that life for 20 or 25 years, it is very difficult to come out of that householder life. So Krishna's point is that as a preparation to Sannyasa Ashram, this Vanaprastha Ashram enforces certain tight control on the senses. Very tight control on the senses. That is what we are going to read from now on. And it is very difficult when you read that Vanaprastha Ashram to follow what Krishna is talking about here in this modern world. Now people are going on Vanaprastha Ashram, but they carry the credit card, mobile phone, everything with them in their Vanaprastha Ashram. But Krishna's Vanaprastha Ashram, what Krishna has spoken here, if you read that, you will wonder how many Vanaprastha Ashram is going on in the way Krishna has spoken here. But there were people like that. There is no doubt about that. There were people who have gone through that Vanaprastha Ashram in that way. But today world, if you look at it, it will be absolutely a shocking situation that somebody who could do that, follow this Vanaprastha Ashram. But he says here that he should stay. From 50 years onwards, he should go into Vanaprastha Ashramam. Until 75, he should live in the Vanaprastha stage. And depending on at what stage during that 25 years, when he feels that he had got sufficient control on the mind, control on the senses, and total renunciation has come to him, then he can move on to sannyasashram. Otherwise not. So practically, how much time one should live in vanaprastha ashramam depends on his detachment, renunciation, knowledge. And renunciation, knowledge and bhakti. Bhakti, of course, is a part of that. So, so at some stage, sannyasashram is also recommended. So, vanam vivikshu putreshu bharyamnyasya sahaivava. The only requirement is that the wife should not be left helplessly wandering in this world. So she has to have some shelter. So based on that Vedic system, that she should either stay with the in the childhood, as you know, with the under the protection of the father after marriage, and the protection of the husband, and then under the protection of the son later on. All this is the system that they followed in Vanashram Dharmam. So based on that, Krishna is saying here that at the age of 50 one should leave, and wife can accompany the husband to the forest if she wants to go, if she is willing to accept that austerity of the forest life. If she is willing to accept that, the choice is left to her what she wants to do. If you look into Bhagavatam, you will see some instances the wives have followed the husband, isn't it? Like Prithu Maharaj went to forest, Archis followed him. And she followed him all the way through, and Prithu Maharaj left the body and she jumped into that fire and gave up her body from that. That example is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, that was in the Satyugam that these things have happened. Now, here we were discussing this, that the habits of a person who is taken to Vanaprastham, who is going to Vanaprastham. You will also notice that in the Vedam there are four different sections: Mantram, Brahmanam, Aranyakam, Upanishad. Generally, Mantram means that's the one what you learn during the Brahmachari Ashram, Mantram. Brahmanam is what you learn, what you use in the householder life. Brahmanam. You will see Shatapatha Brahmanam and many other Brahmanas mentioned in the Upanishad, in the Vedam. So Brahmanam is used for performing sacrifices in the householder life. Then Aranyakam is what is in the Vanaprastha Ashram. Aranyam means forest. Vanaprastha Ashram is Aranyakam. And then Upanishad's knowledge is kept for the Sannyasa Ashram. Upanishad's knowledge is kept for Sannyasa Ashram. Mainly being, only then you will understand what Upanishad is saying. Only at that stage, after living in this world, passing through these three different ashramam of Brahmanam, Brahmachari, Grihastham, Vanaprastham, if one has gone through that properly, then Upanishad's knowledge will have some effect on that person, will easily accept it in the Sannyasa Ashram. That is why in Sannyasa Ashram, it is spoken as the ashram for the Upanishads. So that is that Mantram, Brahmanam, Aranyakam, Upanishad, Brahmachari, Grihastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam. It is that's how it is. So anyway, so Vanaprastha Ashramam is spoken in the Vedam, the rules and regulations for Vanaprastham. Next verse. Kandamoola Bhaler Vanyer Medher Vrittim Pragalpayed Vasidavalkalam Vasatrana Parnajinanicham. Kandamoola Bhaler Vanyer Medher Vrittim Pragalpayed Vasidavalkalam Vasatrana Parnajinanicham. Medhyehi Vanyehi Kandamoola Bhalehi Vrittim Pragalpayed. The food what one eats in Vanaprastha Ashramam should be very pure. And that means he should collect the food himself. He is not allowed to beg. In Vanaprastha Ashram, you are not allowed to beg. You are allowed to collect from the forest. That means the roots, the fruits, and things like that, leaves, all those things you can collect from the forest and live on that. No shopping. Shopping is not allowed. So you have to live your bodily, that means the urge for this tongue to get a control over it. We are allowed to collect food, from that fruits and roots and nuts or whatever that is available in the forest, leaves and things like that, one can collect, and he should live on that. And what else?
വൽക്കലം തൃണവർണാജിനാനി ച വാസഹ വസീതഹ. ക്ലോത്സ് അഗൈൻ, ഹി ക്യാൻ യൂസ് ദ സ്കിൻ ഫ്രം ദി ട്രീസ്, ബാർക്ക് ഓഫ് ദ ട്രീസ് ഓർ ഗ്രാസ് ഓർ ലീവ്സ് ഓർ ഈവൻ സ്കിൻ ഫ്രം ദി ഡെഡ് ആനിമൽസ്. ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദം ഹി ക്യാൻ യൂസ് ഫോർ കവറിംഗ് ദ ബോഡി, ഫോർ കവറിംഗ് ദ ബോഡി. ബേസിക്കലി ദി ഐഡിയ ഈസ് ടു somehow or the other get rid of this attachment to this body. That is the principle behind it, principle behind it. Because you see, no matter how much we hear Upanishads and Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and all that, in practical life, if there is no practice of it, there is no practical life, if you don't do it, it will be very difficult. It will remain on a theoretical level, isn't it? Very much on a theoretical stage. That is why the Varnashrama Dharma has created that many of them, they went through that process very easily, because when the society accepts that and the society does it, it's not difficult. The difficulty is that when one person decides to do it and he has to fight against the society about this, then it becomes the whole society is centered around getting more clothes and more comforts and facilities in life. And Varnashrama Dharma is saying that the attachment to the body, one should give up, get yourself freed from that. So the idea of all this is the attachment to the body must go, practical in inside that attachment to the body must go. So therefore in Vanaprastha Ashram they say that you wear what's available from the nature, like the grass and the leaves, and you can make clothes from that, put it together and cover your body in that way. And you are not allowed to sleep on the beds, you have to sleep on the ground.
Kesharokhanagashmashro malani bibriyadradam നദാവേദ അപ്സുമജ്ജേദ തൃകാലം സ്തണ്ഡിലേശയാഹം കേശരോഹനഗശ്മശ്രുമലാനി ഭവയാ ബിഭ്രിയാദ്ധതാം നദാവേദ അപ്സുമജ്ജേദ തൃകാലം സ്തണ്ഡിലേശയാം കേശം രോഖം രോമം നഖം ശ്മശ്രു മലാനി ബിഭ്രിയാദ്ധതഃ നദാവേദ. കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സെയിങ് ദ ഹെയർ ആൻഡ് ഓൺ ദ ഹെഡ് ആൻഡ് ദ ബോഡി and the nails, beard, and all those things, you should not cut them. None of them should be cut, or cleaning should not happen. And if the body gets dirty, you should not get too concerned about the body. Otherwise, how will the attachment to the body will go? How will it go? And he says that not even brush the teeth. Dentist job's finished. No Vanaprastha will go to dentist. That means he's saying there that the even when it says like that, then he says nadhaved apsumajeda. That means just this do not become a serious issue, how to keep the teeth clean all the time. This is all our subtle attachment to the body, isn't it? That the teeth should be always regularly checked and it should be clean and all kinds of things. So Vanaprastha Ashram, Krishna is saying, you can wash the mouth, you can clean whatever is available, but whatever is available in the forest, you can use and clean that. That's allowed. But not go overboard to buy things from shops. Some people go to Vanaprastha Ashram taking all the Colgate toothpaste and everything with them too. That's not allowed. That's what Krishna is saying. What's available in the forest, you can use that to. Sometimes they use this neem trees, twigs and all that. So you're allowed to do that, but not anything more than that. Nadhaved apsumajjeda. Then, apsu trigalam majjeda. And they should bathe in the water 3 times a day. Morning, midday and the evening. They should bathe in the water. Standileshaya. And they should sleep on the ground. They should sleep on the ground. Principle is, you should not be too concerned about caring for the body. You should not be too concerned about caring for the body. That is the idea behind it. Not too much excessive attachment to the body. That is what the idea behind it is.
And you can see otherwise, whatever we study, Krishna is talking to us in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the soul. In depth, he talks about the soul, isn't it? So we are learning all these things about the soul and then we maintain total attachment to the body. That is not a very nice thing. That's not a very nice thing. That is why Krishna is saying this, that this Varnashrama Dharmam helps, because it's a structured system whereby a man goes through his life and eventually leaves this body without any attachment. That means before old age comes, and totally becomes helpless, if before that, if we can break the connection with the body, we have escaped from the problem. That's the idea. Before death happens or before the old age comes, if our attachment to the body has gone, connection with the body is broken, then after the death, there is no need to come back again and accept another body. Isn't it? So that's why it is spoken like that. Dehastobi na dehastha. Vidwan sopnad yathotida. Adehastobi na dehastha. Kumati sopnadrak yatha. That verse earlier Krishna spoke.
Grishme tapyeda panchagnin. Varshasvasvarashadjale. Akandhamagna shishira. Evam vruttasama charel. Krishme tapyeda panchagnin varsha swasara shadjale akandamagna shishira evam vrutta samacharel. Krishme panchagnin tapyeda.
In the summer, panchagni means sun on the top and all the four sides fire burning. In the middle of that, one should sit down and perform penances. That is called Panchagni Vidya. It is in the Upanishads also mentions. Prabhupada mentions that in the Bhagavad Gita also Panchagni Vidya. You will see there somewhere in the 12th, 13th chapter. Panchagni Vidya, there are so many Vidya. Vidya means so many processes for developing this renunciation. Panchagni Vidya, Akshipurusha Vidya, Upakosala Vidya, Dahara Vidya, Kuhaka Vidya. So many Vidyas you see mentioned like that. What they mean in different ways. Panchagni Vidya is to sit in one place under hot sun and all around fire burning and performing, sitting there and meditation in there, dhyanam inside that. That is Panchagni Vidya. So, Grishme Panchagnyan Tapye Varshasu Asarashad Bhaved. Similarly, while it is raining, when it is heavily raining, one should sit under in the rain and leave the attachment to the body in that way. Attachment to the body in that.
Shishire jale akanda magnaha bhaved.
In the winter season or when it is a cold weather, one should go in the water up to the neck and perform udagavasam, that is the penances they perform inside the water, standing underneath, inside the water.
Evam vrittaha tapaschared.
Similarly, you should give sufficient austerities in this way for the body. For the body, one should perform severe austerities like that. By doing like that, what will happen? Our attachment to the body will go. Otherwise, this attachment will never go. Attachment will never go. We will put cushion everywhere, all the sides, to sit. I'm hurting here, so let me put another cushion here. Stick another cushion on the other side. And all the tablets and pills, everything from the chemist, we will look for. So this is the idea, is that the attachment should go, and that is forcefully done. Forcefully done.
Agni pakkvam samasniyat kala pakkvam atha apiva ulughalashma kuttova dandho ulughalayevava. Agni pakkvam samasniyat kala pakkvam atha apiva Ulughalashma guttova dando ulughalame vavam. Agni bakvam samashniyat athava kala bakvam asniyat.
He is allowed to cook. And or he can eat fruits which are ripe when the fruits are ripened, you can eat them.
Ulughalashma guttova dando ulughala evavam.
Or he can, the grains what he has picked up from the ground or from, like, there are different grains which you can pick up from the field, you can use that and you can grind that with the stone, or if there is any facility for mortar, in the forest, you can grind that there, and that you can utilize for your grains. And if you have no possibility of doing that, you can use your teeth. Krishna is saying, can use your teeth to grind the grains.
Swayam samjinnuya sarvam alpanurti karanam deshakala bhala abhijyo nadadidanya dahradam alpano vritti karanam swayam sanchindaya sanjinuyat. Vanaprastha ashramam, he should go on his own and he should collect the food himself. He should collect the food himself. And the principle is that he should go when he needs the food and collect it. That's all. He's not allowed to store, like at home, we store everything, isn't it? Rice, wheat, atta, everything you keep storing, that's not allowed. So he is only allowed to go into the forest and collect what he needs for that particular time. That's why I say, Alpano Vritti Karanam Swayam Sanchuniyad. And Swayam Sanchuniyad, and Deshakala Bhala Abhijnaha Anyada Ahridam Anyada Nadadida. Because he knows Deshakala. Deshakala means, he knows time and place, what he should know. In other words, he should know that in this season, these are the things that will be available in the particular forest. When he is in the Vanaprastha Ashram, this kind of fruits or this kind of nuts or this kind of food he can collect. This awareness should be there in him. He should know what is the season, what are the season, what he should look for. And kind of food, what he also should know, what suits him for his body, and he should make that decision. And he should collect the food and eat them, never store them. That means if he has collected food for lunch, he can have the lunch. And then he should not keep it for the evening. This keeping business is a dangerous thing. Particularly this food also. So that's why it's forbidden that to get rid of that attachment to the concept of family life. That is how this Vanaprastha Ashramam is designed. Somehow or the other, to break away from that shelter. Next time if he is hungry in the evening, he can go and bring more and have again. At the same time, he should not spend the whole day thinking about food. Where will I get it? That's not the idea behind it. So you can see how rigid the rules are in relationship with Vanaprastha Ashramam. He's not allowed to store, he's only allowed to collect what he needs. And if he collects, he should use it. He should not throw away food either. All these things are there in that.
Vanyaischaru purudashir nirvabed kalachodidan nadushraudena pashuna mam yajeda vanashrami. Vanyaischarupurodasher nirvabed kalachodidan nadushraudena pashunam mam yajeda vanashrami. Vanyaischarupurodashai kalachodidan nirvabed vanashrami shraudena pashunam mam na yajeda.
Says here, in the householder life, he was used to performing sacrifices. And there you require charu and purodasham. Charu is the havisa that you offer into the fire, for which you have, in the householder life, you have the opposite or possibility of charu made from ghee and from other things, which is used as charu. Purodasham is a kind of a cake that's made from rice, and those things are, it's called purodasham and charu because that is the technical word while performing sacrifices, charu and purodasham. But he has to perform sacrifices even while in the Vanaprastha Ashram. But at that time, he should not have to bother about these things. He can change that into fruits or the roots or the leaves, what he has got in the forest. He can use that for that purpose.
Nadu shraudena pashuna mam yajeda vanashrami. Vanashrami vanye charupurodashe kalachudina nurvaved. Vanashrami shraudena pashuna mam na yajeda.
Now, some sacrifices, there is animal sacrifice involved, pashu. But once you come to Vanaprastha Ashram, no himsa, no violence is allowed. No violence is allowed.
So, this issue of killing animals in the sacrifice is a big thing, isn't it?
Many people feel very strongly against that, about killing animals in the sacrifice.
Killing animals in the sacrifice is a very, it is there in the Vedam, it is there. And you will notice that the while an animal is sacrificed in the in some of those sacrifices, the idea is that the animal will receive a higher birth after leaving this animal's body. That is guaranteed to the animal. All the mantram which are chanted at the time of the animal sacrifice, the very meaning of that is to elevate that soul to a higher position, to a higher position. So many years ago, there was a strong objection of animals being used in the sacrifice. So because it became a very critical issue, some of the learned Yajurvedis who were performing the sacrifices, they had to sacrifice an animal, and they created an animal out of rice flour, and they had to make an animal with the rice flour mixed with ghee. Mixed with ghee and other things too, and use that as an animal in the sacrifice. The animal's life is offered as a sacrifice only with the idea that the animal receives a better life after the sacrifice. That is the principle behind it. There are many animals. You can see like Ashwamedham sacrifice. Horses are sacrificed in that. Yudhishthira Maharaj has performed many Ashwamedham sacrifices. Prachina Barhis performed many Ashwamedham sacrifices. And that's all a part of that. But it is not done with the idea of violent killing of the animal in that sense, that the animals are even killed in a very unusual way. Their breathing is blocked and they are killed. You may wonder why all this, it is there in the Veda, that it is blocked, their breathing is blocked and the animal is killed in the sacrifice. But once you come to Vanaprastha Ashram, it is not allowed. There is no killing allowed. So therefore, such yajnam, such sacrifice is not allowed for the Vanaprastha Ashram. Agnihotram jadarshascha purna masascha purvavad chadurmasyanija muni amnatanija naigameihi agnihotram jadarshascha Purna masascha purvavad chaturmasyani chamuni amnatani janaigamehi Agnihotra dini mune purvavad naigame amnatani bhavandi.
While he was a householder, what you have to remember here is this is a society Krishna is talking about who followed everything very rigidly in their householder life. This Agnihotram, Dashapurna Masam, Chadurmasyam, they were all very strictly followed by the householder. All those sacrifices of Agnihotram, Dashapurna Masam, Chadurmasyam, Vanaprastha must execute, but with what is available in the forest. Not otherwise. Because if he does that, what will happen is that he says here that while as a householder, when he has executed, he had desires to fulfill. But once he has come to Vanaprastha Ashram, there is no more desires left in him. For householder has different desires, isn't it, in him. But in the Vanaprastha Ashram, there is no permission to give on anything like that. And the result will be evam chirneena tapasa munirdhamani sandada mam tapomayama aradhya rushiloka upaiti mam evam chirneena tapasa munirdhamani sandada mam tapomayama aradhya rushiloka upaiti mam.
Muni evam chirnena tapasa dhamani santada tapomayam mam aradhya rishi lokat mam upeiti. Now, Krishna says, if you go into vanaprastha ashram and if you execute this rigidly, like the way Krishna has spoken here, what will happen is he will lose all the body will become very thin, isn't it? And Krishna says here, Munir Dhamani Sandada, you can see all the veins and the bones, everything. It is such a severe, due to the severe austerity, your body will become very, lose all the flesh and it becomes very, very thin. And you are just only a bag of bones then, isn't it? Munir Dhamani Sandadam. So, Mam Tapomayam Aradhya Rishi Logad Upaidhi Mam. Krishna is saying, if a person has done like that, he will go to Maharlokam. Now, this is what we should know. Maharlokam, we have got now Bhulokam, Bhorlokam, Surgalokam. Bhu Bhuasvaha. So, this Bhulokam, which is our earthly planet, we perform karma. We perform karma and you can get happiness here and you can get distress also here in this world. Result is happiness and distress both mixed here. Bhurlogam and Surlogam is higher planets than the earthly planet. You go there, but you can experience only happiness there, not any distress like the way we do here. Bhurlogam and Surlogam. Why? Because they are also in the karma mandalam. Only through karma you can get there. Now, if you look into all the planets above the earthly planets, Bhulogam, Bhurlogam, Surlogam, then after that, there is Maharlogam, Janalogam, Tapologam, Satyalogam. These are above that. Now, this Bhulogam, Bhurlogam, Surlogam, these are in the karma mandalam. Janalogam, Tapologam, Satyalogam, they are in the Jnana mandalam. Jnana mandalam means that those who have realized the truth, they can go there. Once you have become self-realized, you can go there and live there. All the great sages, they live in Janalogam or Tapologam or Satyalogam. They live there. Great personalities. In between this Bhulogam, Bhurlogam, Surlogam and Janalogam, Tapologam, Satyalogam, there is one logam called Maharlogam. That Maharlogam is the place where you have reached a very higher stage in knowledge, but there is still some prarabdham left. Some karma is still left to be finished. You go to that Maharlogam. This is how that setup is. That we have Bhulogam, Bhurlogam, Surlogam, which is all in the field of karma. It is within the field of karma. But once you have more or less released from this karma means karma vasana and our karma mandalam. Karma mandalam means every jiva who had come here, he is under the control of karma. And this is escaping from this karma is the most difficult thing, isn't it? Karma vasana and karma mandalam. It's a very difficult thing. So once you are released from here, then you go into Maharlogam. But if it is possible that there is still some karma vasana left in that person, he will have to stay in Maharlogam. That depends. That is Krishna's decision where he should be. But one who has completely realized the truth, self-realization has happened, he will go to Janalogam, Tapologam or Satyalogam. Personalities like Sudev Goswami and all, they live in Janalogam or Tapologam. And Satyalogam is Brahma's planet, Lord Brahma's planet. So you go to either of those three, wherever it is. You will see, when Shruti Gita was discussed, you remember that chapter, 87th chapter, in the 10th canto. There, Sri Narada Maharshi talks about a discussion happened in Janalogam. That discussion happened in Janalogam, he says, about Vedas personified, their glorification of Krishna. That discussion happened in the Janalogam, among the sages who were present there. Four Kumaras were there, Sanaka Maharshi, one of the Kumaras were present and other sages were there.
And Sri Narada Maharshi talks about that. So that discussion happens in the Janalokam, higher than the Maharlokam. So Maharlokam is in between. Below is the Karmalokam, above is the Jnanalokam. This Jnanam and Karmam, these are the two main principles spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti is not. Why? Bhakti is everywhere necessary. Whether you are a jnani, whether you are a karmi, or doesn't matter, whichever yoga system you follow, either Ashtanga Yogam or Jnana Yogam or Karma Yogam, bhakti is a part of that. You can't separate that from there. Nobody can become self-realized without bhakti. So that is why bhakti is not spoken specifically as a yoga system. If you remember that, in the when we discussed the third chapter, there was a verse there, isn't it? What was that verse? Logesmin divida anishta pura proktamaya nakam. Remember? Logesmin divida anishta. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, there's only two processes. What is that? Jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. Jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. These are the two processes. Krishna says that. This is from time immemorial. There's only these two processes. Jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. So, jnana yogam and karma yogam. These two processes. And you can see the two dynasties also. Solar dynasty followed the jnana yogam. And lunar dynasty followed the karma yogam. Isn't it? So, jnana yogam, karma yogam. Jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. Similarly, the planets also, the jnana yogam who has followed and realized the truth, they go to the higher planets like Janalogam, Tapolokam, Satyalokam. Vasishta and other great, great sages, they live in those planets. Many great sages, they live in those planets. Jnana yogena sankhyanam. Karma yogena yoginam. One who has escaped from the karmam, from the grip of karmam, they will either, if they have finished with karmam and they have realized the truth, then they go back to the spiritual world. They go back to the spiritual world. This liberation also, it happens in two levels. One, instantaneous liberation. Suppose right here, while living in this world, in this body, if you have realized the self, then it may not be necessary to go through this route. You may go back to the spiritual world straight away after leaving the body. The other option is that this gradual liberation, that means you go through this karma mandalam, through the jnana mandalam, and then back to the spiritual world. Once you have gone to Janalokam, Tavolokam, Satyalokam, you don't come back. You go back from there, either together with Brahma, or after, before, or when the time comes, he will be released from there to go back to the spiritual world. You don't come back here again. So, that is why in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna spoke about that, he said, Logesmin Duvida Nishta. Only these two kinds of Nishta. Nishta means the process. Was present, he says, Pura Prokta Mayanaka. Arjuna, listen to them that it has been existing from time immemorial. This Dvidanishta, the two kinds of process. What are they? Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam. Jnana Yogam, process through which the self realization happens, or through the process Karma Yogena Yoginam. Yogis have followed the Karma Yogam process. So, those two things. So, that is where it is coming here. That Mam Tapomayam Aradhya Rishi Logad Upaidhi Mam. He'll go into Rishi Logam. Rishi Logam means this Maharlogam they will go if Harad Muni Evam, the person who has gone through this Vanaprastha Ashramam properly, then Krishna is saying he has a choice to go here to this Maharlogam. He will go to Maharlogam. But if he becomes fully realized here through bhakti and through knowledge, from here he can go straight to spiritual world. To the self-realization can happen to him. So those who couldn't make it here in this life, those who couldn't make it, either through bhakti or through knowledge, either way, through jnanam or bhakti, who couldn't make it, they have this way of going back through Maharlokam. They can go to Maharlokam and from Maharlokam, go further from there. After they finish their karma from there, they can go back to the higher planets and back to the spiritual world. So that is why the importance of that verse. Evam chirnena tapasa munirdhamani sandada mam tapomayam aradhya rishi logad upaiti mam. And after saying that, Krishna says there that the that a person who uses this body, one who is still uses this body, or austerities he has performed, and he uses that austerities for temporary happiness in this world. Just like Yastvedat Krishavashirnam Tapo Nishreyasam Maha Kama Alpiyase Yunjat Balisha Koparastadaha Yastvedal Krishavashirnam Tapo Nishreyasam Maha Kama Alpiyase Yunjat Balisha Koparastadaha Yastu Nishreyasam Mahat Krishram Chirnam Tapaha Alpiyase Kamaya Yunjat Tato Balishaha Aparaha Kaha. Krishna says, whoever executed this Vanaprasashram in so rigidly, he has performed so rigidly, and with the result is that he will acquire a lot of strength inside, isn't it? Strength from the austerity. He will acquire that strength from austerity. That strength, what he has got it, if he uses for some temporary material happiness, Krishna is saying that is the worst thing to do. Sometimes people have that tendency when they develop, because when there is a lot of austerity in life, naturally any sankalpam one develops inside, that desires gets fulfilled due to that strength of the austerities. So Krishna is saying here that tapo nishreyasam mahat, that was meant for self-realization, and this austerity he has performed, if it is used for some useless things to get some little limited happiness in this world, Krishna says, who is more unfortunate than him? Who is more unfortunate than him? So, so why it is like that is, even after going through the Vanaprasthashram, if he reaches that Mahalokam, sometimes Prarabdham won't let him go. Prarabdham is a very powerful factor. Prarabdham is a very powerful factor. So because of not only that, while executing Vanaprasthashram here, a situation can happen that you can get very sick. You can get very sick. Suppose you had no austerity in life and you decided to try it out, this Vanaprasthashram once, and you decided to become very austere in life, controlling the like the way Krishna is saying, going to the forest and collecting the food from the forest, it's possible that you will get sick, isn't it? You may get sick otherwise also, even if you live here also, it's possible that you'll get sick. There's no guarantee that anything. But while in Vanaprasthashramam, if you get sick, and it becomes difficult to continue in the Vanaprasthashram, if a stage happens like that, what should one do? Even Krishna has answered that question in the Bhagavatam. That means, suppose you found a situation that in the Vanaprasthashram, it has become totally difficult. That means you cannot maintain yourself. The body cannot be maintained anymore. You got so sick. And sometimes what people have come back to family life again after going to one, gave it a try and didn't work. And they couldn't do it. So especially sometimes when you read books and you think about doing it, it's not that easy, isn't it? It's not that simple. So they gone and tried and didn't work and they came back. But sometimes some people who are very determined, they have decided to go in that route and they got sick. When such a situation happens, Krishna is saying there that there is one option there at that time. It's not a very pleasant option. Krishna says that you light the fire and hand over the body to that fire and go. That is the choice. That is the choice. In other words, if sufficient detachment has happened inside for the body, then all these things can happen. It is possible also, they have done that in the past. But it is a situation which is one should be very conscious of, what that Vanaprastha Ashram is talking about. So, the main thing here, one who gets Shudra, he says, Vairagyam, if it comes completely, Vairagyam one develops in the Vanaprastha Ashram, he can move into Sannyasa Ashram. Move into Sannyasa Ashram. If he doesn't have that, and he cannot execute, he hasn't developed sufficient Vairagyam, sufficient renunciation in this life. And at the same time, he is unable to continue his Vanaprastha Ashram. He has no strength in him. What he should do? That's what he says in the next verse.
11. Yada asau niyame akalpo jaraya jadave padhu atmani agnin samaropyam machitognim samavishen yada asau niyame akalpo jaraya jadave padhu atmani agnin samaropyam machitognim samavishen yada jaraya jadave padhu niyame akalpaha cha bhavati tada agnin atmani samaropya machitaha san agnim samavishen.
Because of the old age, the body is shaking. Body is shaking. And unable to perform the duties of the Vanaprastha Ashram. That means he can't go and collect the food, what he wants. It has come to a stage like that. And becoming very helpless. In that state, only thing he should do, Krishna is saying here, that all the fire he has lighted in the Vanaprastha Ashram, he still have the fire going on in the forest, what he has lighted. Thinking about that, he should enter into that fire. Enter into that fire. So, at that stage, suppose he hasn't reached any renunciation in his life, no Vairagyam has come. Krishna says he should not take sannyasam. He shouldn't take sannyasam. That is Krishna's instruction. Sannyasam and Vairagyam must be there together. Otherwise, it's not possible to be a proper sannyasi. Vairagyam is a compulsory, a mandatory requirement for Vairagyam. If he has no Vairagyam, then he shouldn't take to sannyasam, he says here. And in the next verse, Krishna says, suppose you have enough Vairagyam, what you should do?
Yada karma vibhageshu logeshu niraya almasu virago jayade samyang stagni pravraje tadaha. Yada karma vibhageshu logeshu niraya almasu virago jayade samyak nyastagni pravraje tadaha. Yada karma vibhageshu niraya almasu logeshu samyak viragaha jayade tada nyasta agni tadaha pravrajet.
Here, something important. Krishna says, yada karma vibhageshu logeshu nirayalmasu. What does that mean? It means, karma vibhageshu. Karmam takes us to all places, all different places. It is karmam that takes us, isn't it? We do good karmam, that will take us to higher planets. We do bad karmam, it will take us into lower planets. Or, if our activities are Krishna conscious, there's possibility that we'll get another human body where we'll continue to execute spiritual life. Or, if we engage in abominable activities, the possibility that we will, possibility is that we may get some lower species in this world itself. So, what decides our next body? Karmam, isn't it? Karmam decides the next body. So that's why Krishna is saying here, yada karma vibhageshu, karma vibhagam it is. All world, different places in the creation, wherever we are going, it's all karma vibhageshu. Karma makes a decision where you should go, not you. The karmam decides where you should be going, the next life.
Yada karma vibhageshu, logeshu nirayalmasu.
And wherever karmam takes you, Krishna is saying, wherever karmam takes you, all those places are temporary, and at the same time, there is always misery in those places. There is always misery in the places. That means, through karmam, you cannot achieve self-realization. The freedom or liberation is not possible through karma. That is the question. Through karma, it is not possible. This is why when we discuss Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads, the important thing to remember is, karma means what? Aham bodham there, isn't it? I am the doer. Kartrutvam is there. This kartrutvam and karma, these two things will only spoil our spiritual life. Will only spoil the spiritual life. Even if Krishna is showing some mercy to us, the moment we start thinking, oh, it's me who has done it and I got it from Krishna because of my effort, if we start thinking like that, even that little mercy that's coming from Krishna will go. It won't be there. That's the important thing. That's why karma cannot get you out from this bondage. From this bondage. Jnanam and bhakti, that is what liberates us from here. Knowledge and bhakti. Karma cannot do it. It's simply not possible. But escape from karma, Krishna gave us the clue how to free from the karma through karma yoga. That he has given the option. Karma yoga will help us to get rid of from the karma, to not to get not to have that problem from karma. Krishna said, make it karma yoga. But ultimately, jnanam and bhakti is what frees us from the, releases us from this bondage. So, Kriya Krishna is saying here, yada karma vibhageshu logeshu nirayatmasu. Wherever karma takes you, all those places are places of misery. There is misery there. There is not freedom there. There is totally misery there. And not only that, only when you have come to understand that, through karma, I can't escape from this situation. At that time, you can take to sannyasam. Krishna says, he can move on to, then you can give up fire, agni. Agni means fire. Fire is where? Fire is for karma, isn't it? All the different agnihotram, what they have to perform. All the other sacrifices as a householder. This all related with fire. So that is why in sannyasa ashram, when you enter into sannyasa ashram, fire is not anymore needed. They finish that there. They finish it that there. Yada karma vibhageshu logeshu nirayatmasu virago jayade samnyastagni pravraje tatha. So what he has to do there, first thing, that is what he says in the next verse. Ishtva yadhovadeshamam dutva sarvasaritvijayam agneem sopranama avesya nirabeksham parivrajen. Ishtva yadhovadeshamam dutva sarvasamritvijayam agneen sopranama avesya niraveksha parivrajen. Yadobadesham mam ishtva sarvasam hrityaje datva agneen soprani aveshi niraveksham parivrajen. Krishna saying that prajapatishti means that is a sacrifice which is given with that name, and you should perform that, and you should offer everything what he has got to the Ritviks. Ritviks means those who are assisting him in performing the sacrifices. Hodhava, Udghadhava, Advaryu, Brahman. They are the four Ritviks in the sacrifices. So all that four, they should be given everything. And without nirabeksham, without any desire, he can take to sannyasa ashram. So you can see from these verses, when Krishna is saying here, that a sannyasi state of consciousness, what he should be at that stage, how spiritually so way ahead of everyone else, isn't it? So way ahead of everybody else, he has to be that full of jnanam sannyasa lakshanam, full of knowledge and realization inside. In that stage, if he takes sannyasam, Krishna says there, even if there is any other blocks coming there, he should not bother. That is what he says in the next verse. Sannyasam, there may be so many obstacles, but you should not bother and you should take to sannyasam at that stage. What is that? Viprasya vai sannyasado devadaradirupinaha vignan kurvandayam hasman akramya samyat param sannyasado. Viprasya vai sannyasado devadaradirupinaha
vignan kurvandayam hasma akramya samayat param viprasya vai sanyasato deva dharadi rupina vignan kurvandayam asma akramya samayat param sanyasato viprasya devaha dharadi rupinaha sandaha ayam asman adikramya param samayat idi vignan kurvanti. Krishna says that a brahmana who is taking to sannyasam at that stage, demigods will come to create trouble for him. His own wife, children, and they will come in those form. If a brahmana is going to decide to take sannyasa ashram, at that time, viprasavai sannyasado, deva dharadi rubina, he will come in the form of his wife or in the form of children, and they will pull him back to householder life again. Pull him back to householder life again. Vignan kurvandi ayam asman. And they will create a lot of obstacles for him. And akramya samiyat param. And because, why? Because they know very well, this particular brahmana, who, if he takes sannyas, he will go back to the spiritual world. Demigods know about that. Because they know, they are envious of that. This envy and all is there also in the higher planets. It doesn't go away easily like that. So even they get affected by that, and they try to stop him by either the demigods appear in the family and some member very affectionate, showing a lot of affection to them, and he will fall into that trap. He'll fall into that trap. That's one possibility. Otherwise, demigods may invite him to come to their planets to visit them, and they will offer all the assistance to him and engage him there. Somehow or the other, they won't allow him to escape from here, in other words. So that's what another obstacle. But in spite of that, you should take sannyasam, Krishna is saying here. Viprasyavai sannyasado devadaradirupinaha vignan kurvandhyayam asman akramya samayat param. Then one who has taken to sannyasam like that, his dharmam, that is what Krishna is going to talk about now. Bibhraya chermu nirvasam kaupina chadanam param tektam nadandava atradhyam atrabhyal anyal kinjidana davim anabadi bibhraya chermu nirvasam kaupina chadanam param tektam nadandava atrabhyam anyal kinjidana abadi munihi vasaha bibhraya ched kaupina chadanam param bibhraya. Sanyasi, he only needs a kaupina. Krishna is saying he only needs a kaupinam, nothing more than that. That's all. Just a kaupinam only. That is sufficient, Krishna is saying. Only a kaupinam is sufficient. And still, if he has some desire to cover the body, only to cover that kaupinam, he can have another cloth. Not up to the knee, right up to, not up to the ankles, but up to the knee, he can cover. That's the maximum he is allowed, not more than that. More than that, Krishna says, is unnecessary for a sannyasi. Doesn't need that. So purvam tyaktam danda matrabhyam anyad anabadi na bibhriyat. Everything what he has given, you should not look back into it. And only his property, what he can carry with his, is one is this danda, and the other one is the water pot, kamandalu. Kamandalu and dandam, that is allowed, he can carry. So kamandalu for the water, and dandam which is got a much more subtle level, so many things comes later, that why dandam necessary and kamandalu. These are the only two wealth what he has got, nothing else to go after that, nothing more than that. He is not allowed to carry anything more than dandam and kamandalu. So, purvam tektam danda matrabhyam anyad anabhina bibhayed. If he has given up, he had a lot of pots and other things before that, clothes, everything. He has to throw them away or give it away and not carry any more with them. So, when in the sannyasa ashram also, there are different stages. Bhauda, Kutichak, Paramahamsa and all that. Hamsam, Paramahamsam, like that. But there, Paramahamsam is the topmost stage, isn't it? Paramahamsam. Paramahamsam means pure and completely beyond all the
restrictions. He is not even controlled by rules and regulations. Dharmam, adharmam, vidhi, nishedam. Do all these rules and regulations doesn't apply for him. And therefore, he is above everything. And because it's like that, there's not much spoken about Paramahamsa Sannyasi here. What is spoken here is in the lower levels of sannyasam, which is Bahudak, Kutichaka and all that. So Bahudak, their dharmam is what is being spoken in the next few verses. Drishtibodham nyasel padam, vastrabodham pibet jalam, satyabodham vaded vajam, manapodham samacharel. Drishtibodham nyasel padam, vastrabodham pibet jalam, satyabodham vaded vajam, manapurvam manapodham samacharel. Drishtibodham nyasel padam, vastrabodham pibet jalam, satyabodham vaded vajam, manapodham samacharel. Padam drishtibodham nyasel. Means, padam drishtibodham nyased. Before he puts his next step on the ground, he should see if there is any living entity there, so that he doesn't trample them, even an ant or any other living entity. Drishtibodham nyased padam. Vastrabodham pibe jalam. If he has to drink water, because there sometimes in the water also there could be some living entities, isn't it? So they should not be killed. Therefore, he should filter them with the cloth and then drink the water. Satyabodham vaded vacham. If he speaks anything, he should be so careful. Unless he knows what he is speaking is truth, he should not speak. He should only speak if he knows whatever he speaks is only the truth. Only truth should be spoken. Satyabodham vaded vacham. Manapodham samacharel. Before he does anything, he should think a lot before he engages in any activity. That is the strict code for the sannyasis. Drishtibodham nyaselpadam vastrabodham pibet jalam satyabodham vaded vacham manapodham samacharel. Manapodham samacharel. So sannyasa ashram, as Krishna talks about, is like that. Drishtibodham nyaselpadam vastrabodham pibet jalam and satyabodham vaded vacham manapodham samacharel. So after that, mauna aniha nilayam nilayama danda vagdeha chedasam na hedeyasya sandhyanga venubhirna bhaved yadi. Mauna aniha nilayama danda vagdeha chedasam na hedeyasya sandhyanga venubhirna bhaved yadi. He anga vag deha chedasam dandaha mauna aniha anilayamaha yasya na sandhi sa kevalam venubhi yadi na bhaved. Uddhava, we have three karanam. Karanam means three tools in us. One is the word, another one is the body, and the third one is the mind. Isn't it? Body, mind and the words. With the body, we perform actions. With the mind, we make the different ideas, thoughts we develop. And with the words, we speak. This is called karanam, trivida karanam. That is, Krishna calls it trivida karanam. So with these three, representing those three, is in sannyasam, there are two different types of sannyasam. Ekadandi and tridandi. Isn't it? Vaishnava sannyasis follow the tridandi sannyasam. Jnana sannyasis, which are in the Advaita tradition, they follow the Ekadandi sannyasam. What is the difference? Difference is that in Vaishnava dharmam, the stress is given on the control of the body, control of the mind and control of the words. Control of the body, control of the mind and control of the words. These three things representing that the three sticks, tridandi, three sticks are. So, what are they? Words can be controlled by silence, by being silent. You don't speak things what's not necessary. So, the austerity for the word is silence. Austerity for the body is not to perform any fruitive activity in this world. Any activity what you do should be for the benefit of others in some form. So, that is kamya karmam abhavam. Kamya karma abhav. That means you don't do anything for your own benefit, anything in this world. That is austerity for the body. And austerity for the mind is through the process of pranayama. Pranayama will purify all the chitravati also to a large extent. So Krishna says here, Venubhir Nabhavediyati. Just by taking a tridandam alone, you don't become a sannyasi. So tridandi, normally they are referred to as tridandis, isn't it? But what exactly happens there is silence and giving up fruitive activities, pranayamam, all these three things are representing those three sticks in the dandam. This is the tridandi sannyasam. Ekadanda sannyasam, the stress is given on jnanam, on knowledge. Knowledge is the important factor. There it is spoken that the knowledge of self-realization, realizing the self as one, that oneness, that is what it is stressed through that ekadandam, that one dandam, carrying one dandam, like the Advaitis follow that process there. So Vaishnava dharmam, Vaishnava dandam is tridandam, Advaiti parampara is ekadandam. Generally it is like that. Bhikshaṁ chaturshu varneshu vigarhyān vṛjayam charet saptākāranasam kluptān tuṣye labdhena tāvatām. Bhikshaṁ chaturshu varneshu vigarhyān vṛjayam charet saptākāranasam kluptān tuṣye labdhena tāvatām. Now talking about food for the sannyasi, how the sannyasi should eat. Chatushu varneshu vigarhyān vṛjayam asam kluptān saptākāran bhikṣām charet. He can go and collect bhikṣā. Bhikṣā he is allowed. That means he can beg food from people. He is allowed, sannyasi is allowed. But he is only allowed maximum 7 houses. If after 7 houses, if he didn't get anything, he should come back. He should fast. He shouldn't eat. If the first 1 house or 2 houses, they have given enough food, then he should not go to the other 3 or 4 what is left. He shouldn't think every time I can go to 7 and collect as much as I can and keep it in stock. That is not allowed. What's allowed is, he can go ask the first one if they give you sufficient for that time food, then you should take it and come back and eat that and be satisfied. But never more than that. Only for that time when you need the food, you should go and collect. But maximum is only allowed 7, not more than that. And within that, whatever he can collect, he should collect and live on that what he has collected. Tavada labdhena tushyat. And what they have given, suppose somebody has given you some chapati in one house, and you went to the next one, he is also giving you chapati. He says, no, I don't want this, I want sabji now. Or I want dal now. You don't have such choices in sannyasa ashram. There is no choice like that. Whatever that is given, you just take it and go. And that means you can't plan like that, like the way householder habits will come back, isn't it? So that's why it is said like that, that you have no decision-making power there. Whatever that was. So in the among the Brahmanas in the olden days, this is all gone now. This is nowadays where sannyasi is given the best treatment everywhere now. So sannyasi gets the best mahaplate for him. So he enjoys that. Anyway, that's another side of it. What I'm saying is that in the past, when great personalities who followed sannyasa ashram rigorously, some of them will do such things. They will tie a unchavurti, they call it. They will have a copper pot. They will tie a rope around that and put it in their neck. And the pot will be in the front. They will sing some glorifying, some devotional songs they will sing and go to every house. They won't even ask for the food. They won't even ask for it. And those mothers who had that great culture in them, knowing very well that he has come for the food, they will collect some rice or in chapati, whatever they have, they will put it in that pot and send them away. And they will go to 1 or 2 houses till they have enough in that pot. The pot will be sufficient for just for one time only. So they won't collect more than that and they'll go back. If you read Tyagaraja's story, you will see he lived like that for most of his life in that way. He managed his life in that way. So there was personalities like that who followed it rigidly, who followed that rigidly. So whatever we got it, to be satisfied with that. That is the important thing. That is the important thing. Satisfied with what one has got. That is that principle behind it. It is a big thing, isn't it? To be satisfied in life all the time, rather than always craving for more, more, more all the time. Endless desires building up. Krishna says sannyasa ashram should never happen in that way. That is why he says here, Bhiksham chatrushu varneshu vigarhyan virjayam charet saptagan asankliptan tushye labdhena thavada. So, behir jalashayam gatvam tatrobas prashyava gyadaham vibhajya pavidam shesham bunjida sheshama ahradam behir jalashayam gatvam. This one more thing mentions there in the previous verse. Krishna is saying that you should only accept from food from such family who have a reasonable reputation. You should not accept from people who have some bad activities going on in that house. You should know the family from where he is receiving this bhiksha. So, bahir jalashayam gatva tatobas upasprishya vagyada vibhajya pavidam yesham bunjida shesham ahradam. Behir jalashayam gatva tatra upasprishya vagyadaha pavidam ahradam vibhajya shesham ashesham bunjida. Krishna says that after he has received the food, what he has collected, he should bring it and then he should offer it to Krishna first. And after offering to Krishna, he can take it as prasadam. That is what is allowed. He should not bring more than what is necessary, first thing. And if he has guests, say another sannyasi had come, whatever he has got, he should split it into half and give the other half to the other sannyasi who had come. Only to other sannyasi. And he should share it with him. He should share with him. Bunji rashesham ahradam. Vibhajya bhavidam shesham. Bunji rashesham ahradam. So, then, egascharen mahin medam nisanga samyadendriya alma kreda almarada almavan samadarshanaham. Egascharen mahimedam nisanga samyadendriya atma kreda almarada almavan samadarshanaham. Egascharen mahimedam. He should always be alone. He should always be alone. He should travel alone. Wander around the world alone. Egascharen mahimedam. Nisanga samyagendriya aham. Nisangam, no attachment, no sangam, no attachment anywhere in this world. Samyadendriya aham, always control, completely controlled senses. What else? That's the most important thing. Atma kridaha, atma radaha, atmavan samadarshanaha. Atma kridaha, atma radaha, atmavan. This is all from the Upanishads. Upanishad statement is this. Atma kridaha, always absorbed in the soul. Always absorbed in the soul. Atma kridaha. Atma radaha. Complete attachment is at the soul, in the soul. Complete attachment in the soul. Atmavan. He is always situated on the platform of the soul. Samadarshanaha. Everything in this world is equal for him. No friends, no enemies, no ragam, no dvesham, no attachment, no aversion, no attraction, no repulsion. Nothing in this world. Samadarshanaha. Everywhere that equal vision. He is maintaining that. That is the sannyasi, sannyasa ashram. Sannyasa ashram is meant to be like that. Meant to be like that. Look at the modern world and the sannyasa ashram. It is full of raga dvesham, full of, what do you say? I don't know what to say about that. It is such an extent. When Krishna is saying here, Atma kridaha, Atma radaha, Atma van samadarshanaha. A sannyasi has no other engagement. Atma kridaha, Atma radaha, Atma van. For him, nothing exists outside the soul. Soul is the only shelter. Krishna is the only shelter. Alma kredaha, alma radaha, alma van, alma, soul, that fully fixed up in that state, samadarshanaha, and able to live in this world in that way. So, that's why I say, so such a sannyasi, Krishna says here, that he should travel alone in this world. he should travel alone in this world.
Vivikta kshema sharano madbhava vimalashayaha almanam chindayed ega abhedenamaya muni. Vivikta kshema sharano madbhavo vimalashayaha almanam chindayed ega abhedenamaya munihi. Vivikta kshema sharanam madbhavo vimalashayaha almanam chindayed ega abhedenamaya muni. Muni, vivikta kshema sharanaha. And madbhavam, that means vivikta kshema sharanam.
He should always stay alone. Stay alone. And always look for isolation. Isolated places he should live. In seclusion. And what else?
Madbhava vimalashayaha.
Always dependent on Krishna. Always dependent on Krishna. And due to that bhakti inside, because he is in that state, there is pure bhakti inside the heart. With that,
almanam chindaye dega abhedenamaya muni,
that he should see the pratyagalma, Krishna who is present inside, as ekam and non-different from the super soul. Non-different from the super soul. It is Krishna is talking about jnani sannyasam here. That is why it is spoken like that. Jnani sannyasam is like that, that he will come to that stage where he will realize that he is non-different from the soul, is not independent from the super soul, is one. Pratyagalma and Paramatma is one, as far as the Jnana Margam is concerned. That's why it is spoken like that.
Vivikta kshema sharano madbhava vimalashaya aham almanam chindaye dega abhedenamaya munim.
Then,
anvichet almano bandham moksham jnana nishtaya bandham indriya vikshevo mokshayesham ja samyamaha. Anvichet almano bandham moksham jnana nishtaya bandham indriya vikshevo mokshayesham ja samyamaha. Almanaha bandham jnana nishtaya moksham cha anvichetam.
He should always think that too, due to ignorance, what stage he has reached, what has happened to him, he should be conscious of that. By cultivating ignorance, I got bound. I got stuck in this body. I got stuck in this situation. He should think like that all the time. I had to accept this body because of my avidya inside. Due to my entanglement with karmam and karma vasana and avidya, I got this body. Isn't it? So, he should be aware of that all the time. That anvichet almano bandham. Bandham, because of that bondage has happened.
Moksham cha jnana nishtaya.
He should also think, by constant cultivation of spiritual knowledge, how it leads to liberation. He should be aware of that also. Both sides. The avidya side and the vidya side. Through avidya, how I got bound in this body. And through vidya, how I can escape from this body. Accepting another body. How I can escape from that. And that is what Krishna says.
Bandham indriya vikshepo bandaha mokshaha esham samyamascha bhavati.
And if you run after the senses, it is bondage. And if you stop the senses from enjoying, it is liberation. That is the way it is. If you stop running after the senses, if you go running after the senses, it is bondage. Still, it is going to get bound. And if you escape from the attachment to sense objects, and you don't go after the sense enjoyment anymore, that leads to liberation. Krishna says,
tasmad niyamya shadvargam madbhavena charen muni virakta kshullagamebhyo labdho almani sukham mahan. Tasmad niyamya shadvargam madbhavena charen muni virakta kshullagamebhyo labdho almani sukham mahan. Tasmad, therefore, shadvargam niyamya munihi.
Shadvargam means that mind and the five senses. Shadvargam, that is a shadvargam. Controlling all of them and
madbhavena charen muni,
completely absorbed in Krishna, and
virakta kshullagamebhyom,
that he should be completely detached to this very limited enjoyment coming from the sense enjoyment, totally detached to sense enjoyment.
Labdho almani sukham mahat,
take shelter in the soul and enjoy the happiness that is coming from the soul. Enjoy the happiness that is coming from the soul. Now, a person who has reached that state, who is experiencing the happiness of the soul, he will not be attracted to the sense objects. But till we receive, till one gets that happiness of the soul, he will still get attracted to the sense objects. That is what Krishna is mentioning there. When one starts experiencing the happiness of the soul, then there will be no more attraction for sense enjoyment. Naturally, it will leave at that time. But till, suppose you don't get it, you may not get that happiness from the soul. We have not reached that state yet. In which case, Krishna says, he should be careful and that not to get trapped in the sense enjoyment again. So sense enjoyment is the most thing what has to be avoided at that stage.
Puragrama vrajan sarthan bhiksartham pravisham charet punya desha sarichailam vana ashramavadim mahim. Puragrama vrajan sarthan bhiksartham pravisham charet punya desha sarichailam vana ashramavadim mahim. Puryadin bhikshartham eva pravishan punya desha sari chailavanam ashramavadim mahim charet.
He is not actually allowed to, particularly he is not supposed to go to cities and big towns and villages and places like that. But if he has to go there only for the sake of bhiksha, only for receiving food, he can go there. Otherwise, he should travel in holy places, holy rivers, and holy places, temples, places like that, and holy mountains, or holy forests, or holy ashrams, wherever there are great devotees are living. In such places, he should spend his time. Not continuously go and stay in the middle of the city or the places like that. That is not recommended for a sannyasi.
So that's why I say, Puragrama Vrajan, but for Bhikshartham Pravisham Charet.
For Bhiksha's sake, he can go to the villages or to the houses to beg for food. Otherwise, he should stay away from them.
Then he says something important. Vanaprasthashramam Dvesham Bhishnam Vaishyam Acharel Samsidhyatya Ashusam Moha Shuddha Sattva Shilam Dhasam. Vanaprasthashramam Dvesham Abhishnam Vaishyam Acharel Samsidhyatya Ashwasam Moham Shuddha Sattva Shilandhasam. Vanaprastha Ashrama Vadeshu Abhishnam Vaishyam Acharel.
A sannyasi can go and beg from a Vanaprastha Ashrama. If he gets food from a Vanaprastha Ashrami, it is a better than the food that he gets from a householder. That is the understanding. It's a difficult thing, isn't it? The Vanaprastham himself, he is getting his food from where? He is collecting from the forest. Naturally, he won't have, he's not going to give you very nutritious luxury food. It will be very austere what the Vanaprastha has got, because he himself has managed to collect something from the forest. And the sannyasi is going to beg from him, from the Vanaprastha Ashram. If he gives the food, you can take it. Krishna says you should take that because it is better than the food what you will collect from the householder through bhiksha. There Krishna is stressing that point, whatever it may be. But Krishna's point is that Vanaprastha Ashramam food is a better food to eat than the food that is collected from a householder. Collected from a householder. Because that pure food is purer. It's earned properly, in a proper way. Householder food is not that pure, isn't it? All kinds of shoddy dealings we must have done. How we have acquired the wealth, we don't know. And so all that will follow with the food. That's why in order sannyasi to maintain that purity, he should eat the food in such a way that, otherwise, you can see the food what we eat has a direct influence on us, isn't it? That it is not the gross food that matters. The person who has cooked, how the food was acquired, in what way it was earned, all these matters. And that karma, that vasanas also, the person if he has acquired in the wrong way, those things will come through that food to our consciousness also. They were very sensitive to all that. That's why it is spoken like that. The sannyasi who wants to maintain that purity, he shouldn't accept food anywhere and everywhere very freely. Very freely. So if he does that, he will get polluted himself. Forget about the person who has given the food. Once he has eaten, he will be contaminated with that. And Krishna is comparing with that and saying to us that if he takes food from Vanaprastha Ashram, it is the safest place. Because Vanaprastha Ashram, what? He'll collect everything from the forest. And it won't be very luxury life, luxury food, isn't it? It'll be very, very simple. And because it is collected proper way, that food, if you go and ask him and if he should give you the food, because he should give it to you, because you are on a sannyasa ashram compared to Vanaprastha Ashram, he will share with you, you can take that and have it. That is advisable, Krishna says. It's advisable as far as Krishna is concerned. That's why he says here, Vanaprastha Ashramavadam Padesh Abhishnam Vaishyam Acharel. Vaishyam Acharel. He should go to this Vanaprastha Ashram again and again and get from him the food, what is necessary. Shila Andhasa Shuddha Sattvaha Asammoha Ashu Samsidhyadim. Then very quickly, he says, the sannyasi will get purification by taking the food from the Vanaprastha Ashrami. If the sannyasi gets the food from the Vanaprastha Ashrami, he will get purified very quickly. And that is the best food, he says, for the sannyasi. For the sannyasi. For the sannyasi. Now there is no Vanaprastham where you could go and ask food. And sannyasis are not happy with the ordinary food also. They have got their own specific needs and requirements and everything. So everything has gone like a different route altogether now. So what can you do? That is the modern sannyasam. So it is not the fault of the sannyasa ashram. It is that the time has changed and the world has also changed in such a way that a lot of adjustments are made in every field, and therefore the result also in the same way, isn't it? How much? That means jnanam sannyasa lakshanam. Sannyasa lakshanam, sannyasa's life is meant for cultivating spiritual knowledge and to lead the society through knowledge, isn't it? Through knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the self. Who else will teach the society about the soul except the sannyasi? Sannyasi's duty, that is, to do that. There is no other plan in sannyasi's life except to educate the general class of people, particularly the householders, in the knowledge of the self, knowledge of the soul, and make them aware of the goal of life and self-realization. That's their responsibility. So therefore, Krishna is saying here that if that way food cannot be acquired, then unchavarti, shilonchavarti, that is what is the next verse. Naidat vastudaya pashyel drishyamanam vinashyati asakta chitto viramet iha mutra chikirshitad. That naidat vastudaya pashyel drishyamanam vinashyati asakta chitto viramet iha mutra chikirshitad. Then if he gives up this food, and how can one stay in that state? Shilonchavarti, that is Krishna is saying here. Naidat vastudaya pashyet, edat drishyamanam vastudaya na pashyet vinashyati. That he should never, a sannyasi should look at this world in such a way, he should always think, this world is not a real thing. This world is not a real thing. Why? It is meant for to be destroyed. It's meant to be destroyed because it will get destroyed one day. That awareness should be there in the sannyasi's mind. Sannyasi's thought should always be that this world is going to be destroyed one day. So there is no necessity to make any plans for this world, as far as sannyasi is concerned. Ataha asakta chitaha iha mutra chikirshidat viramed. Therefore, without being attached anywhere in this world, for any activities in this world, with any attachment, he should refrain from that. Sannyasi should never get involved in any of the activities of this world. That is Krishna. Because he should always see this. Asakta chit naidat vastudaya pashyal drishyamanam vinashyati. Anything, whenever he looks at this world, he should be completely conscious of the fact that it's all going to be destroyed one day. That completely fixed in that platform of the soul, in other words. That is what a sannyasi means. And only in that state he can execute spiritual life properly. Otherwise, it's not going to have the result also.
So asakta chitto viramed ihamutra chikirshidat.
That person should be free from ihamutram. Ihamutra means he has no attachment here, nor he has any plans for going to higher planets and to enjoy there.
Iha mutra bhalabhoga viragam.
Neither desire for any results from this world or any desire from the world in the after death from the heavenly planets. To such an extent, vairagyam had come to him. In that person, he is ready for going back to the spiritual world or going back or self-realization. He is qualified for that, otherwise not. So we'll stop there and we'll continue after 15 minutes.